guys knew that was coming. Morning, everybody. Hope you're doing well. So obviously, big win Monday night, and we're trying to keep that momentum going on Sunday afternoon against another outstanding divisional opponent. And you know, we need to do our job on special teams to help us win this game. So it's a big one for us, obviously.
Mike, unless I missed some, has there been a kickoff return for a touchdown across the league this year yet?
Not that I know of. I don't think so.
I mean, is that just the way this thing is going, or
More teams are content with taking a knee at the for a touchback, so you get the ball at the 25. A lot of kickoff teams are content with, you know, forcing those touchbacks, so telling the kickers to kick it deep, and you know, it's kind of the way the league's going right now. And that field position is crucial. I mean, at times I wish we would have kept, you know, taking a knee. Of course, there's other times I wish that, you know, we didn't kick touchbacks, because I kind of like covering kicks. So we've been covering kicks all but the one Tampa kick. We've covered kicks very well this year. So that's when you get them inside the 25 or even inside the 20.
Yeah, so it's not always just kick it out of the back of the end zone, right? I mean, if you can pin them deep, that's a pretty big advantage.
That would be huge, and especially against a team like Green Bay with the offense that they have and the quarterback that they have. I think anytime you can pin them inside the 20, whether it's on punt or kickoff, that's crucial for our defense. Give our defense great starting field position.
Well, how do they stack up return-wise?
They've had one kickoff return. Yeah. And I think Jeff Janis is a great returner. I think he's outstanding. I mean, he's got us before. But he has one return on the year last week against Dallas for 17 yards. That's it. They're pretty content with taking a knee and giving their quarterback the ball to 25.
When you see kick returns that rarely, does it get harder to prepare for kick return units?
You know, if it's a young returner, probably. You know, we know Jeff a little bit because of his past successes. But it will be in terms of the schemes that they like to use. I mean, we're today in the walkthrough and today in practice, we're, you know, working on schemes that they've run in the preseason, they've run last year, you know, that sort of thing. I don't think it gets any harder to prepare. It's just preparing differently, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep.
When the team hits on a trick play like Chicago did, do you go, okay, you got us, or is that something that keeps you up at night?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I was very upset with myself. That was a bad call. I put our team in a bad situation. You know, it was not anything that our players did wrong. Now, I would like to have made the tackle after they got the first down, because the way our defense was playing, we may have forced a field goal situation. But at the end of the day, that call was on me, and, you know, I felt pretty bad about that. So, no, I haven't slept a whole lot since then. So, but I can take solace in the fact that we covered kicks well, we covered punts well. Our field goal kicker did a great job. We protected against a really good field goal block team. So I thought we came out of there with a win. It was just one really bad play. And obviously on punt return, we have to eliminate the two penalties we had. That's the first time we've had that all year, and that needs to be eliminated. But, you know, they did a good job. They executed it well. They caught us in something that I should not have made that call. We should not have been in that situation.
For the penalties on the punts, what did you see on those? What did you kind of chalk those up to?
Well, I think we kind of pulled the guy in the back of his jersey a little bit on the one to slow him down, and you'll never get away with that. So that's kind of my coaching point to our guys. Don't give the official excuse to throw a flag. You guys have heard me say that before. And then the second one, I mean, it was probably should have been called because where his hand was, but the force was from the side, and the kid did a great flop. I mean, that was actually wasn't even a very good flop. It was a terrible acting job, in my opinion, but he took a little bit of NBA knowledge or whatever, but it was NBA technique, flop technique. But, you know, we should not put ourselves in that situation, because especially in the fourth quarter, 7.5 minutes to go in the game, we've got to set our offense up with great field position so we can go down there on that drive and kick the game-winning field goal. But, you know, we had to punt it down, and Quigley did a great job of punting them down, and Harrison got the interception, and we won the game. So it was a big win for us, obviously. We don't win out there very often. So.
You like the way that Ryan's kicking it right now?
He had the first punt of the game was not a very good punt, and they had a 14-yard return, which is really the only return more than, I think, 5 yards or 6 yards we've given up. But other than that, he was outstanding. I mean, his high hang time kicks, the gross punt, I don't care. You know, we're going to net what we punt. That's our goal. You know, we can look at his gross punt numbers. He gets frustrated by that, but I'm telling him he's doing exactly what we need him to do to help us win, to eliminate the possibility of a big return, and that's our goal. We good? All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephen Burke.